tell us what you all are and what research you all are into these days.
Well, we're a nonprofit organization, a 501c3. Our name is Florida Research Center for Agricultural Sustainability. We're formerly known as the Kerr Center for Sustainable Agriculture. I'm happy to tell you it's the same place, the same facility, the same staff, and our same program. We're very, very dedicated to developing new sustainable agricultural practices behind the Florida citrus industry, and we've got some interesting programs that we've been working on and we continue to work on.
Tell us some of those specific programs. I know years ago you were big into diapreppies. What are you big into these days?
We did do a lot of good work on diapreppies, and it's something that I'd like to comment to say that pest is still with us, and it's still a major concern. It's probably been a little bit set back a little bit with the recent problems with the citrus greening disease, but our programs continue to be the same. We're using a sustainable citrus program that we were able to develop at the old Kerr Center, and then we exported that program up to the Merritt Island groves at the Kennedy Space Center, and that program was very successful. We increased the production of those trees, and we increased the bottom line, the profitability of that. So now that program has matured, and we're bringing back new work at our facility in Vero Beach. We have 35 acres there, and we're expanding that program or maturing that program to deal with the greening disease. And in that program, it relies heavily on foliar fertilization.
So you all are a believer in foliar fertilization, or you're trying to see if you're going to become a believer?
I'm glad you asked me that. We've been working with foliar fertilization now for two decades. A lot of our original work at the Kerr Center at that time was on benefits to the use of foliar nutrients to reduce off-site impacts. We also observed at that time that with a lot of these fertilizers, we were seeing disease suppression, and that's what intrigued us. And as a result of that work, there was a patented product, a phosphorus acid product, that uses two elemental forms of phosphorus, two different forms of phosphorus in a patented product, and it suppresses and controls foliar fungus as well as Phytophthora in the root system. And we're finding that the use of that product on greening disease trees, that we can reduce the stress in those trees. It's not a curative for the greening, but it does help reduce stress in those trees. And a foliar application of nutrients performed well on Phytophthora diapreppis complex issues with citrus, as well as citrus greening disease. And so we're very, very hopeful that by tuning that program of foliar application of nutrients, that we'll be successful in at least allowing our trees to live longer while we look for a control for greening disease itself. And I should point out that I think a lot of emphasis is on the nutritional program for greening, and rightfully so. But one of the things that we're trying to do in our program is to integrate both canopy management and management of the root zone. The roots are often sometimes neglected, and we're finding that by using very low salt index fertilizers, high calcium fertilizers, and also using other materials on the root system, that we're able to manage our groves a lot better. So we're trying to emphasize not only the canopy management, but also the management of the root zone.
How do you get your results out to citrus growers in Florida?
Well, probably two ways. One way is that we do publish, and primarily in the Florida State Hort Society. We recently had a publication there. Actually, it won an award for a publication on our sustainable citrus program at Merritt Island. The other way is we have a lot of growers visit our research station, and that allows us to go one-on-one with the grower and actually show them how our program works, show them our packouts, our returns, and the profitability of what we're doing, and also allows them to look and see exactly what types of materials we're doing.
Any other thoughts you have?
I would like to say that I think by being optimistic and by looking for new things and being open-minded and not overreacting to this disease issue that we're facing us, I know that it's probably the biggest obstacle, the biggest problem that the industry's come up against. But I am reminded that in the past, we've always been successful in being able to deal with things. So I would ask that the grower be optimistic and continue in what is a very, very profitable industry and what provides one of the best nutritional sources of fruits that the world's known.
I know you're a nonprofit. Who are some of your biggest sustainers for your organization?
Well, one of the projects that we're really happy with is a collaborative project with the USDA and the University of Florida. and it's a rootstock screening trial looking for a new rootstock, primarily for East Coast citrus. And we're basing that on a rootstock that's resistant to Phytophthora and to Diaprepes feeding. And I got to tell you that one of the biggest limitations to producing citrus in our region is getting a rootstock that was as good as the old sour orange rootstock. And so a lot of our funding comes from collaborative processes with government entities, state entities, and also private companies that are working with products that we feel fit our sustainable paradigm. And so we get funding from a diverse sector of the industry.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.